Mobile Home Fire came in to us for response about between 6 and 6:30 this morning. It was at 2828 West Highway 21 in Mobile Home Park on the north side of 21. The mobile home suffered significant damage. I would estimate it most likely to be a total loss. There was a family of five, husband, wife, and three children. None of them were hurt. It appears to have started in the master bathroom. Electric heater was being used, and with the extent of the damage, we're not able to ascertain what the electric heater came in contact with as far as the combustible material that it ignited to then further, you know, start the fire through the structure. But the electric heater came in contact with something combustible, and that was the beginning of the origin of the fire. They were out of propane from their propane tank, and so the electric heater was the only heat they had in the house.
Setup of the mobile home then, the master bath is at one end and the children are at the other end then?
That's right. The master bath and bedroom was at the front end of the mobile home, and then you went into the living room, kitchen, down a hallway to the children's bedrooms. The fire damage to combustible material in the mobile home declined greatly as you came through the kitchen and into that hallway, and there was mostly smoke damage to the kids' bedrooms. The mother was up and fixing breakfast for her husband, getting him ready for work, when they noticed the smoke, which means that this family was extremely lucky, because it was reported to me from them that they had no smoke detectors. So had they been asleep, we very likely could have had fatalities.
Any neighboring mobile homes threatened?
Those homes there in that particular mobile home park right in that area are closer than what the city ordinance now allows for because of the danger of them being quite so close. However, we did not see any damage to any of the homes around there from the radiant heat off of this one, and we think a lot of that may have had to do with the fact that it was very cold, so they most likely had all the windows and all the doors shut, and that probably kept the radiant heat from getting out, plus the coolness of the weather. But we did not have any exposures threatened that we saw evidence of.
This would have been an older model trailer then?
It actually was not that old. It was a used trailer. It was, they were purchasing it. We know that there was some repairs that had been done by permit by a mobile home company. It is not an extremely old trailer, but it is not a brand new one.
All the firefighters okay?
No firefighter injuries. Family was not injured. We had no bystanders hurt. Red Cross is assisting this family. One of the kids has some longstanding health issues, and I know Red Cross is trying to do what they can to help expedite getting in contact with doctors, pharmacies, things like that, to get them back where they need to be as far as this child's medication and things such as that, and get them their needs taken care of. Again, the thing I'd like to stress is that they admitted to me that they had no smoke detectors in this house, and if they had not been awake and moving around at the time that this fire started, they very likely might have had fatalities.
And then the other thing about having an electric heater in a bathroom and close to combustible materials, and unfortunately in this case the combustibles were too close.
Right. That's always a concern with your placement of any kind of temporary use heater such as that, is to always keep it clear from combustibles. Make sure that it's sitting on a stable surface. There is a possibility in our investigation that this was set on something that might not have been stable, and that it may have even fallen to get in contact with the first material ignited from where she explained that it was sitting. We do have some thought that that may not have been a stable enough surface and that it may have fallen to start this scenario. So, again, it's very important to look what's around your heater and also make sure that they're setting it on a very stable, non-combustible surface.